7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Not only has she consorted with this Saxon rebel, found guilty of outlawry, theft, murder, abduction, and high treason, but she has betrayed her own Norman people.
Uh-oh.
Are you not ashamed, my Lady Marian?
Yes.
Oh, she's so ashamed for consorting with that Saxon rebel. Oh, those wacky Saxons. Yeah, so apparently Robin Hood's on, but that's not what we're doing right now. The current time, my friends. Take a look at the clock. You will notice that it is 1931. And that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, hello. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm drinking some tea. So yummy. You might be wondering, what kind of tea are you drinking, Tub? Well, we got the Kaguanyin going today. Oh, it's good stuff. Good stuff all around. So anyway, I'm surprised. I'm just as surprised as you are that I'm not outside today. Wandering around, doing cool stuff, looking for animals. Because it's cold today. It was cold yesterday when they said it was going to be, well, they said it was going to be 50 degrees American, and that's 10 degrees for normal people. It was not 10 degrees yesterday. It was 1 degree yesterday. And today it is negative something or other. I don't even care. So we're not going outside today. Kind of a drag, but well, what are you gonna do? It's the winter. That's what do you expect? All right, so what's been happening? What's been going on in the last 24 hours? Well, I had to run out last night to do some errands, and while I was out and about, I remembered, oh, you know what I need to do? I need to pick up some pens. Because I've run out of pens. You know, I've got my one good pen, my AFL pen. I've got my official Australian Rules Football League ballpoint pen. And I don't want to use it very often because I don't want to, I don't want to use it up. I want to keep it alive as long as possible. And so I had been using this other pen. And this is hard to explain, but every couple years I have to go buy a pack of pens, and this last pen was from that previous pack, and that pen finally sort of gave up the ghost. So I said to myself when I was out, oh, I'm going to swing by the dollar store since it's right here. I was almost driving right by it as I was thinking this. And I will pick up a pack of pens. And while I'm at it, I will look for some other stuff that I sort of need. Because I have this other project in mind. I'm going to tell you what it is, but we're not going to go into the details yet. That's for later in the show. I need to make some giant crayons, and so I need, I don't know, something for that. Anyway, so I thought I would go into the dollar store. So I went into the dollar store, and I found some pens that I like almost immediately. So that was good, and I got one right here. It's blue. It's exciting. And so while I was in the dollar store, I kept looking around. I saw some doilies that were junk, and so I didn't bother with them. And I saw some other stuff. And I did find some crayons. Because I was thinking, well, maybe I could use crayons when I make my giant crayon. And no. So I got the pens, and then sort of close to the pens, but I missed it the first time around. There was this other weird thing, and I said, is that what I think it is? Yes, it is what I think it is. That's a Fresnel. So I bought a Fresnel for a dollar, or $1.25. That is, how big is it? Oh, I left it upstairs. It's like 20 centimeters by 25 centimeters, or thereabouts. It's thin plastic. You know, it's about the size of a sheet of paper, and it's one of those, I think they must make it for old people to read. I'll probably need it soon enough, but I thought I would use it for science. Oh, who's walking on me? Oh, it's my cat. Hello, Pippa. Pippa has arrived. The sergeant at arms is here. So the good news is I have a ballpoint pen so I can write again. I've been using a pencil on my calendar for the last half to 1 month. I don't know, for a while now, and it looks ugly and I don't like it. So I'm back to the ink and I'm so glad. Yeah, hi Peppa. Well, yo, you want the kitty business bit? Okay. All right. Let me assemble the kitty business pit here. Okay, you get on here. You get in here. Kitties, get in the business pit. All right, do some business. Yes, hi. Hello. Okay, so to the crayon thing. For the last couple days, I've been doing some crayon work, okay? And if you'll remember correctly, a couple days ago, I talked about getting some industrial crayons and being very proud about not paying a huge price. But regardless, in the meantime, I have decided that I need to make a giant crayon. And how giant are we talking about? Well, I need a crayon that's about, I think ideally, a diameter of 4 centimeters would be about right. So this would be about a 4x scale up of the fattest kind of crayons that are on the market. Maybe bigger, but it doesn't need to be that long. The truth of the matter is it only needs to be about 10 or 15 centimeters long. I think ideally about 20 centimeters, but you know, I'll worry about that later. So I need to make some giant crayons, and or at least one giant crayon right now. Well, how do you make giant crayons, Tobe? Well, it's not really that difficult. It's just wax, right? And I've got wax. I got plenty of paraffin, and paraffin is cheap, and I know where to buy it, and so all that's just fine. So, what next? Okay, well, the formulation that I need, and this is weird, but I need to make my crayons, my giant crayon, a little bit softer than the regular super hard wax crayon that exists. I need a slightly softer type of crayon, not quite like an artist's pastel, but somewhere in between. And I think I know how to do this. I think we can soften up the wax with the addition of some Duo Prime 70. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee and all the committee members are aware that I love Duo Prime 70, the most purest of all mineral oils. But Tobe, is it as pure as baby oil? It's purer than baby oil. Duo Prime 70 is what they make baby oil out of. Duo Prime 70 is the main ingredient of baby oil. So I've been thinking about the crayons, making them a little bit softer, add a little baby oil, no problem. The actual problem is what you use for pigments. What do you use to actually color the wax for your giant crayon? Oh, yeah, and this is where it gets to be a pain. Especially for me, since everything I have is, almost every pigment I have is water-based. You know, I've got alcohol ink, I've got water paint, I've got this, that, and the other thing. What pigment do you add to wax? I need to do chemistry now. Oh, that's okay. Chemistry is science, and I know science. And even if I didn't know the right kind of science, I know chemistry, guys. So that's not a problem. And then I couldn't really think of anything to use. What do I use? Can I just use oil paint? What are the pigments in oil paint? Okay, so I'm thinking, do I need to buy some lake? Do I need to buy some what is it that I need, right? How can I go about doing this? And I realized, oh, well, we could use crayons. No, I'm not doing that. Because first of all, just putting one crayon into a lot of wax just dilutes the color. And so I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, why don't you just buy a bunch of crayons that are all the same color and melt them together? No. No, that would get expensive. Although it would be easier in this day and age when you can just buy a lot of single colored crayons from a crayon company. That's not what we're doing. That's not the point. That would be expensive. I'm trying to do this on no budget. And so that's when I came up with the brilliant idea of, oh, I know what I need. You know, I need something that matches the chemistry of wax. What is wax? Wax is paraffin. What is paraffin? I don't know. I think it's a petroleum distillate. So that means it's oil. So I need oil pigments that work in oil-based things. Okay, well, that means I just need any of the traditional pigments for oil paints, which I don't have. And then I realized, wait a minute, what about copier toner or printer toner? You know, toner is really just carbon that is plasticized, or carbon that has a very, very thin sort of like wax-like coating. And I thought, ooh. And the reason I said, ooh, is because I do have some waste toner. I've got some waste toner I could use. And I thought, ah, that's brilliant, Tobe. But what if the plasticization is not the thing? And then I realized, oh, wait, don't I have some activated charcoal somewhere? Activated charcoal. It's pure freaking carbon. So whereas I was thinking about making a colorful crayon, maybe a big red crayon, or maybe I'll just take my cue from Harold and make a giant purple crayon, I thought, I've got activated charcoal. And now I'm trying to remember where it is. It's in the kitchen somewhere. Yeah, I think I know. It's in the drawer. So it occurred to me that, yeah, okay, maybe I can make a big fat black crayon. So that's what I'm going to do today. I'm gonna test out some formulations for making giant crayons. So I got to get out my wax melting pot, which is really a double boiler pot. I got to find something to melt wax in. I think I've got some tin cans or something laying around somewhere. I don't know. And then I got to find the stuff, the activated charcoal, the carbon. Okay, no problem. So then the next problem to solve is the molding problem. How am I going to mold this big crayon? Well, obviously, it's going to be tricky, but I just need a tube, but you need to temper it so it doesn't get voided. And wax is weird because when it cools down, it wants to push its pigments out. I've dealt with wax a bunch. It gets weird, and ideally I'd want to do some stuff, and I've been thinking about how about molding it, and why don't I just pour it into some paper tubes, but I can't, but it's going to be too soft, and so, we'll get into that in a minute.
Letter A, Ray and Carl, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, go!
Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled balsamico, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecue beef.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around,
I get around.
Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me,
get around. Yeah, get around, round, round. I get around.
待て待て
待たない、
やだやだやだ、もう
もうそのバグった 3D ゲームみたいな走り方かわいい。
もう誰にでも言ってるでしょそれ。
もうやだ、
プレイボーイ、プレイボーイブブ
ブブブブブブ
Oh, don't make Uncle Grandfather laugh. All right, so yeah, I had to drop some Beach Boys in there because I had that song stuck in my head earlier when I was making breakfast, because I was getting bugged driving up and down the same old strip. Yeah, because, you know, me and my buddies, we're getting real well known. You know, the bad guys see us, and they leave us alone. Because we're well known. Yeah, the bad guys. Everybody thinks everybody else is the bad guy. Reminds me of that Mitchell and Webb sketch. Are we the baddies? That's so classic. Anyway. Good tea today. Giant crayons. Okay, so where were we? Molding the giant crayon. Now, normally I would just pour some wax into a paper tube or something and call it good, because a regular crayon is just a cylinder of wax wrapped in a piece of paper. Okay, and as you use the crayon, and as the tip of the crayon is ablated through usage, you then peel back the paper wrapper to expose new crayon to use, okay? Right? Yeah, we're all familiar how crayons work, Toby, blah, blah, blah. So the problem here is that I can't really get away with this idea, because my crayon wax formulation is going to be a little bit softer. And so, because it's soft, now you can't really just wrap it with paper, because just squeezing it, you might misshapen it. See what I'm saying here? The crayon itself probably isn't going to be solid enough to support itself, so it's got to go in something. So I was thinking, okay, well, you just get a thicker cardboard tube, and I've got plenty of real thick cardboard tubes that I could use for something like this. The problem here becomes, all right, well, once you sort of wear away the tip, how are you going to peel off the paper? These thick cardboard tubes I have are very thick, and some of them are phenolic coated, and so there's no peeling them away. This is not going to work. How are you going to sharpen the crayon? Well, you get a knife out? No, that's not going to work either. Okay, so we start running into some problems. Because I was thinking, you know, if I was just casting these, if these were going to be really hard, solid crayons, like normal crayons, but larger, I would just cast them inside PVC tubing. I'd cut a piece of PVC tubing, and I'd, you know, put some mold release on the inside, put a little oil on the inside, fill the damn thing up with wax, let it harden. And then I would push it out with a plunger. I would plunge it out. I just shoop. And then when I was thinking about that last night, I realized that this is the solution to my soft crayon problem. What I need is basically a screw type mechanism. The type you might find in a lip balm. The type you might find in a lipstick. All right, you know what I'm talking about. You got that tube. and it's got the little twisty bit at the bottom, at the base, and you twist it, and it pushes the column of wax up in the case of lip balm. Or, if you're more familiar with ice cream, if you know what a push-up is, I don't even know if you can buy these anymore. I was looking for them, like, this summer. I don't... Okay, you have a tube, and you got a stick in the bottom so you can push the stuff up, right? So I thought, oh, that's all I need to do, is I need to engineer some kind of tube. Well, I don't need to do that because I can just buy tubes. I can just buy a PVC tube. So all I need to engineer is the screw and the little traveler that goes on the screw and a little twisty disc and some way to attach that to a tube. And then I thought, oh my God, is this, did I finally, after decades, find a use for 3D printing? The committee is aware that I hate 3D printers and the whole everything about them. And I thought, oh my God, now I gotta find somebody to design a thing and then print it out. And it takes 70 hours to print the damn things out. And then I thought, no, I don't need to reinvent this. I don't need to make stuff. I don't need to buy things because I didn't want to join the maker space. I didn't want to pay to join and then pay to use the equipment, and then pay for the materials, then pay somebody to design the crap and pay to somebody to print it out again. Yeah, no, we're not trying to spend money here. We're trying to do this on the cheap. And when I was thinking about all this, how to engineer this, I realized, wait, I don't have to invent anything. I don't have to re-engineer anything. I don't have to do jack. This is a problem that has existed already for decades, if not a century or longer. I don't have to do jack. All these problems have been solved for me. I already have the solution up in my bathroom right now. Sudden intake of breath. That's right. It occurred to me. Solid deodorant sticks. Boom. We're done. Because up in my bathroom, I have some empty solid deodorant containers, which are exactly what we need here. Okay? Because they are the little screw thing. You twist the thing at the bottom and it pushes up the big bar of solid stuff. And this is ideal. Because it's not round, so we're saving on material here. These are, you know, sort of oval shaped. So now we have like chisel point crayons instead of just round crayons. Yes, now I can get at least 4 millimeters wide without it having to be four centimeters wide without it being 4 centimeters wide in every dimension. Oh my God, so yeah, I thought of this at about 2 o'clock in the morning last night, right as I'm getting ready to go to bed. I'm laying here thinking, oh my God, I'm brilliant. And so now I have to run upstairs. This is at 2:03 a.m. Run upstairs, look in the drawer in the bathroom, and yes, I have two. I saved two old, fully used up deodorant sticks. So I grabbed one and started running it underwater, getting the last little flakes of deodorant out of there and everything. That was a lot easier than I thought. And boom, so now I've got this empty deodorant container thingy ready to go, ready to have my super duper crayon formula poured into it, molded up, ready to test and everything. Yeah, so I didn't go to bed until 3 because I was having so much fun and being so smart. I actually got the whole deodorant thing ready by about 2:30, but then I was so excited that I had to sit down here for about half an hour going, oh boy, I'm so smart. I can make a giant crayon. And this is great because, you know, your basic deodorant stick thingy has a cap that goes on it. It's just... It couldn't be more convenient. It could not be more convenient for me. So yeah, I think that's what I'm going to end up doing today. Work on my crayon formulation. Maybe do a test pour. Yeah. I've got a strange day laid out ahead of me.
Lady, you can't cheat at bingo. If you could, I would, but you can't. I won because I was lucky. Lucky to wind up in a town full of losers.
Hi, hi.
Darling, freeze. Lady, you can't cheat at bingo. If you could, I would. Oh my god, I've been thinking about bingo a lot lately too. So much so that before I got onto this crayon business last night, I was watching like some bingo documentaries, and I even went online and I looked up when my local nearby bingo hall is open. It's Wednesdays, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Am I gonna go gambling? Am I gonna go play some bingo? Of course not. I have to save up my money to buy some synth parts, and I'm not gonna be spending $10 on bingo cards. Because you can't cheat at bingo. If you could, I would. That's the movie Highway 61. It's a classic. Everybody loves Satan because he tries to cheat at bingo. No, he doesn't. Pippa, what are you doing? Okay, let's wrap it up. You've been listening to the Dubious Crayon Making Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC. Right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and it's time for me to make a giant crayon.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.